Uncle Joyce Weathersby in society by Mr. Cal Stewart, Edison Record. Well, sir, I had an old friend living down here in New York named Henry Higgins, and I wanted to see Henry mighty bad. Well, I got a fella to show me where his house was, away up on Avenue 5, and I went up and rung some newfangled sort of a doorbell, and fella with knee breeches on come out and wanted to know who it was I wanted to see. And I told him I wanted to see Henry Higgins. Well, I guess Henry must have heard me talking, because he just come out and grabbed me by both hands. He said, "Why, Uncle Joyce Weathersby, how do you do? Come right in." Well, sir, he took me into the house and introduced me to more women folks than I ever seen before in my life at one time. One old lady said, "Law sakes alive, Mr. Weathersby, I'm so glad to see you. I've heard Mrs. Higgins speak to you so often." I said, "Well, now, I'll be darned if you don't put me in mind old Aunt Nancy Smith down, hum. And she's been trying to get married past 40 seasons that I can remember on." Well, they had a dance. I think they called it a cotillion. Well, sir, I just popped right out on the floor, sashayed all hands around, and balanced the partners, and cut up more capers than any young fellas are. And then they had something to eat in the dining room, and I hadn't any more, and got sucked down and got to eating right good. Well, that darn fool with the knee breeches on insulted me. He handed me a little wash bowl with a towel around it, and I told him he needn't cast any insinuations at me. I washed my hands before I come in. Then they had something to eat, what they called ice cream. Looked to me like a bar of cast steel soap. Well, I stuck my fork in it, tried to bite it, and it slipped off, got inside of my vest, and less than a minute I was froze from my chin to my toes. I cut a caper at Henry's house.